From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Another attempt to end the violence in Aleppo has apparently failed. A ceasefire deal between rebels and the Syrian government in the city of Aleppo effectively collapsed Wednesday, with fighter jets resuming deadly air raids over the opposition's densely crowded enclave in the east of the city. The attacks threatened to scuttle plans to evacuate rebels and tens of thousands of civilians out of harm's way in what would seal the opposition's surrender of the city. The evacuation was supposed to begin at dawn, but shelling resumed in the morning hours and buses meant to be used in the pullout of rebels and civilians returned to their depots. Activists and fighters trapped in the opposition's last sliver of territory in Aleppo said pro-government forces had struck their district with dozens of rockets since mid-morning. They say aircraft resumed bombing shortly after noon. It was not clear whether the planes were Syrian or Russian. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group reported at least six people had been killed. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has vowed to prevent other nations from intervening in neighboring Yemen, where it's been at war with Iranian-backed Shiite rebels since March of 2015. The televised speech at the start of a meeting of his top advisory council Wednesday included no major policy changes despite regional upheaval and the economic challenge posed by low oil prices. Salman says Saudi Arabia remains committed to diversifying its economy based on its Vision 2030 roadmap, which includes slashing public spending, reducing reliance on oil revenue, and boosting employment in the private sector. Saudi Arabia views Iran as its main regional rival. This